This is Menopause Without Myths, written by Dr. Yvette Cassidy, read for you by Deborah Park. Introduction. The decade no one prepared you for. The woman across from me in the exam room is 44 years old. She runs a small architecture firm, raises two teenagers, sleeps poorly, and cries in her car after meetings she used to lead without effort. She has come to me because her primary care doctor told her that her labs are normal, her thyroid is fine, and she should try meditation. She has tried meditation. She has tried magnesium, melatonin, an elimination diet, and a $400 light therapy lamp. None of it has touched what is actually happening to her body. What is happening to her body is perimenopause. It started, in her case, around 41. By the time she sits in front of me, she has been in it for 3 years without anyone naming it. I have had a version of this appointment thousands of times. The names change, the symptoms vary, the previous misdiagnoses pile up in different combinations. The pattern does not change. A woman in her 40s or early 50s walks into a medical system that has, for most of its history, treated her transition as either a psychiatric problem or a cosmetic inconvenience. She leaves with a referral to a therapist, a prescription for an antidepressant she did not need, or a pat on the arm and a suggestion to try yoga. I have been an OBGYN for 22 years. I am 58, which means I have walked through this decade myself, and I have walked through it with my closest friends, my sisters, and roughly 12,000 patients. I have watched brilliant women lose confidence in their own minds because the institutions meant to care for them could not be bothered to learn what was happening to their hormones. I have watched marriages strain under symptoms that could have been treated in a single appointment. I have watched women quit jobs they loved because they could not remember the words for ordinary objects. I have also watched what happens when the right information reaches a woman at the right time. The architect I mentioned a moment ago went home that day with a transdermal estrogen patch, a low-dose oral progesterone, a referral to a pelvic floor physical therapist, and a one-page handout explaining what perimenopause actually is. 3 months later, she slept through the night for the first time in 4 years. 6 months later, she emailed me to say she had stopped doubting herself in meetings. She still had hard days. She also had her life back. This book exists because the gap between what we know about menopause and what most women are told about menopause is enormous. We have better evidence now than we did 20 years ago. We have nuanced data on hormone therapy that completely revises the panic of the early 2000s. We have new non-hormonal medications. We have a much clearer picture of how estrogen loss affects bone, brain, heart, sleep, mood, and the tissues of the pelvic floor. None of this is secret. It is sitting in journals and textbooks and society guidelines. It just isn't reaching the people it was written for. What this book is, and what it isn't. This is not a wellness book. I have no powders to sell you. No masterclass, no 8-week reset, no $79 supplement bundle with my face on the box. I do not believe your hormones can be balanced with seed cycling. I do not believe a particular essential oil will fix your hot flashes. I do not believe you are broken because you gained weight in your midsection during a transition that biologically redistributes body fat. This is also not a book that will tell you everything is in your head, or that you should be grateful for the wisdom of aging, or that menopause is a sacred passage you ought to embrace with a sense of awe. Some of it might end up feeling that way. Most of it, while you are in the worst of the symptoms, will not. Both things can be true. What this book is, an honest account, from a practicing physician, of what happens during perimenopause and menopause, what the actual evidence says about treatment, what most doctors get wrong, and what you can do about each piece of it. I will tell you what the research shows. I will tell you where the research is thin or contested. I will tell you where I have changed my own mind over the years and why. I will not be neutral about quackery. I will not be neutral about the dismissal women routinely face in medical settings. On those two points, I have a position and I will state it plainly throughout. A word about who this book is for. If you are between roughly 40 and 60 and your body is changing in ways that confuse or alarm you, this book is for you. If you are still in your 30s and want to understand what is coming, this book is for you. If you are past 60 and want to understand what happened to you, or what to do now about the long arc of